Can you tell me about the current status of the Lee County Jail?
Oh, it's in horrible shape. The infrastructure is deteriorating rapidly. This has been a subject of concern probably for the last 15 to 20 years, actually. It's not that it hasn't been maintained properly. It's the design of the jail and where the plumbing is located. The jail is actually right above where we're at right now. It's on the second floor, so anything that leaks from the jail comes down into these offices. And it's not just water leaks, it's sewage leaks, it's rainwater from the roof. We have no ventilation in the jail. We have not complied with the Illinois Jail Standard inspections by the Department of Corrections for at least the last 10 years. And again, it's not because we're not trying to. We are making those attempts. But for an example, there's 47 valves up in the chase areas to run the plumbing and sewage for the cell blocks. When at one time those 47 valves could go, and when you have to replace those, you have to retrofit them because they've been designed to accommodate the infrastructure that was built in 1970, and you can no longer find parts for it. Our head of maintenance said that basically the jail and the infrastructure in the jail, the cell blocks, the plumbing is obsolete.
What about capacity?
Well, it was built for a capacity of 66 inmates. Because of the jail standards, we're cut down to 42 because of the square footage in the cell blocks when it was built in 1970. So yes, we've been overpopulation quite a bit.
One of the concerns about these new jails is ensuring they have a good connection to the courthouse. Could you talk about the logistics of that?
Well, it's not only easier. My bigger concern is security. Every time you transport an inmate in a vehicle, you have security concerns. So what we have developed in this particular facility, the current one, is we have what we call a tube, so we can elevate them up to the next floor and walk across a tube into the new courthouse, and they never go outside. So really, we've eliminated most all security concerns because they never, ever go outside. They're transported from a correctional officer to a bailiff to the courthouse and back again. And we also use video arraignment services like many of the other jails do for status hearings and things of that nature. That can be used about, roughly 15 or 20% of the time, not all the time. The judges still want the inmates to testify in front of the judge for a particular hearing. So
it's teleconferencing?
Yes. So the new design will have the same security issues where we want to bring them from the jail to the new courthouse without actually going outside.
Tell me a little bit about the earlier referendum that was trying to institute that sales tax.
Well, there was a couple things that happened that we've, learned, obviously, through making our presentations. Is last year, we didn't get the cost figures from the Department of Revenue before we had to put this on the ballot. The cost figures that we got had us requesting a 1% sales tax increase last year. As we found out a few weeks after we put this on the ballot, is we only needed really a 0.5% to meet our debt obligation for this new project. So midstream through the campaign last year, we tried to reduce that to 0.5%, telling the public it will only be 0.5%, but unfortunately we couldn't get the ballot changed. We were past the deadline of the ballot. So that's one of the concerns last year that I believe confused folks, and understandably so. We gave about 25 to 27 presentations last year, which we're doing again this year throughout the county. But last year we didn't start offering jail tours till about the last 2 weeks. So this year we're offering jail tours every Monday night. And we also put out a frequently asked questions document this year early on so people could have answers to some of the questions that were asked last year during our presentations up front so they could be educated before the election. So there's a few different things we're doing this year.
Besides cost, are there other objections to this new jail?
Well, really, in the presentations we've given this year, we haven't had an overabundance of objections. Just some questions, more questions of concern than objection, like where is it going to go? How much do you believe it's going to cost? How many inmates is it going to hold? Things of that nature. I think predominantly the public knows that we need a new facility. The hard part right now is getting over that three-letter word tax. Nobody wants to be taxed. I don't want to be taxed anymore. But with a 0.5% sales tax, it's much less invasive than a real estate tax for a variety of reasons. Number one, it's less. But number two, and I think more importantly, is it's not just Lee County citizens that are going to pay for this 0.5% tax increase. It's anybody that's buying tangible goods inside Lee County. And there's a lot of things that are exempt from that tax, like groceries, insulin for diabetics, you know, vehicle tax, some of the bigger ticket items like that that are exempt that won't have that extra 0.5% on them.
Since that tax would affect those out-of-county visitors, is there a concern about tourism dollars?
No, actually, our tourism has been doing very well the last few years. Matter of fact, the latest figure I got at the last county board meeting, I believe Lee County brought in about $31 million in tourism dollars last year. We have several campgrounds in Lee County. The largest is Woodhaven area, which brings in, through the summer, you can get up to almost 20,000 population. That's a whole other city in and of itself. And the other campgrounds are large, but certainly not quite that large. Those are folks that don't reside in Lee County, but yet come and visit Lee County and then, you know, spend their tax dollars in Lee County as well.
Tell me a little more about the site of the new jail and your general plans.
Yeah, the general plan is the site we're looking at right now is on the south side of the courthouse in the current parking lot. And the reason we're looking at that right now is because we have a little bit more space. What we're trying to do is put not only the jail, but also the sheriff's office, the coroner's office, and dispatch into one roof to reduce all the extra maintenance we're paying for other buildings and offices, which I think makes good sense. The second reason we're putting it in that location is because if we put it here where the current sheriff's office is at, construction will take, you know, roughly 12 to 14 months. So during that time frame, we have to displace everybody that's in this building. The inmates have to go to another county jail for that period of time, and certainly our offices, patrol, detectives, administrative offices for the sheriff's department have to go to another facility for that same period of time. Where are we going to go and how much is it going to cost for that 12 to 14 month construction? We're still open to all those options. We just need to make sure that what we're doing is the most cost efficient with regards to what the taxpayers are expecting.
How is parking going to be affected?
That's going to be affected quite a bit, actually, especially during the period of construction, because nobody will be able to park in that parking lot where we're building the new jail. And then after that, there will only be about 20 to 25% of the parking lot left. So this building will then be demolished, and this will be where the new parking lot is at, here and then across the street.
But assuming these plans go through, everybody is staying where they are while it's being built.
Correct, and that's where we're saving money because we won't have to house inmates at another county facility during that period of time. So there'll be, you know, roughly $1 million, $1.2 million saved that year just by not displacing everybody.
What would you say are the big hurdles going forward as you continue the process?
Well, obviously there's going to be several if we're successful after this because there's going to be about a year of planning. When you're talking about a, you know, $15 to $17 million project, that's a big deal. And we want to make sure we do it right. So there's going to be a lot of visits to other jails and other complexes that have been built like this, both in and out of state. Matter of fact, I just talked to a sheriff who's building a facility very similar to ours in Minnesota. And so I want to get the best ideas that they've had going through their construction process so that we don't miss anything or make any, you know, large financial mistakes. So that's going to be a hurdle, certainly after April 4th, if we're successful. Prior to that, we're still going to do all our presentations, try to get as much information out to the public as possible to educate them before they vote. We're doing that not only through the presentations, but through our frequently asked questions document on Facebook. We're going to put the presentation on Facebook, use as much social media as we can. The newspapers and the news stations like yours are helping us out quite a bit, again, to educate the public. Well, we're going to have a sign campaign where there's going to be signs and banners out reminding people of what they're voting for. And so we're doing a lot of different things, you know, letters to the editor, editorials in the newspaper and things of that nature.
Just to make sure I have this right, this initial referendum is simply for finance and the jail plans themselves are a separate matter?
That's correct. Yes. We've got some preliminary plans right now, what we're showing the public on our presentations. A conceptual drawing of what the facility would look like and where we're planning on at least option one, you know, on the south side of the courthouse. But we'll be open to a lot of other suggestions and options as the next year goes on to make sure, again, that we're spending the money most efficiently.
And assuming you get the funding, what time frame are you looking at for construction?
If we get the funding, we'll probably have a year of planning after April 4th. So I'm guessing you won't see any groundbreaking until, you know, possibly March or April of next year.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just appreciate everybody, the media as well. that are coming forward to learn a little bit more about the project, we're trying to be as transparent as we can with all the cost figures and what the project is all about and where we're putting the facility. The bottom line is this is going to enhance public safety in Lee County. We haven't had any upgrades in this facility for almost 50 years, and I'm not just talking about the jail, but these offices as well. And the guys and gals are doing a pretty good job of protecting our community, and they're going to be able to even do a better job, a more efficient job with this new facility.